Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is David Scheel. I'm a naturopath and kinesiologist, and David is a holistic counselor. Welcome.
Hello, hello everybody. Welcome.
So, one of the things that we've been talking about a little bit lately is the fact that symptoms are automatic. Now, my naturopathic brain took a little while to ding, 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 ding with this. And this morning, I was teaching my practitioner excellence kinesiology course, and I was just going through a huge list of things that my brain automatically goes through when I have a client. So I'm constantly listening for past traumas, past anesthetics, past accidents, past, divorces, all sorts of things that automatically go through my brain when I'm hearing them say words. And anything that happens in our life can change the trajectory of how our brain works. From a holistic
Right.
counselor perspective, your study shows you that symptoms can also be linked back to any trauma.
Right, they can be, yes. Well, the trauma is often behind a lot of things, trauma or loss, grief, even neglect, but things that are more disconnective than connective or harmful too. They're often behind symptoms of all types.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in my kinesiology balance on you last week, when I was working with you, we were looking back at your primitive reflexes, which is obviously before your first memories or your first thoughts. So
Yeah,
even
those
things
things
that
were.
happen in the womb.
Yeah, so that's why it's important that parents tell their kids what happened before they were two, because I knew those things because I was told about them. It's really helpful to working through what symptoms you have now as an adult, because something from way back then might affect me now in the present.
Yes, absolutely. So we uncovered some abandonment issues from when you were itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Which were really funny, because when I heard the story myself and thought it through, I didn't think it'd be something that would trigger that. But it turns out that it's actually really quite, when looked from the view of other therapists, it's like, oh, right, because you can always see something that the person who's experiencing it can't see.
Yes, exactly. And we
Yeah.
know our personalities as well, don't we? So I know that I'm a certain personality and I sort of have different ideas. But then when I'm on someone else's table and they're muscle testing, for example, through different things, and I know you have sort of said things to me where I've gone, huh, is that true? Am I that sort of, it is interesting hearing it, they're hearing from another perspective, from another professional's perspective.
Well, one of the things that I'm really interested about symptoms in general, which and something that you wanted to work with a little bit, is that symptoms are automatic, right? So this idea comes from a psychiatrist called Milton Erickson, and he's really famous for actually seeing it once or twice. And yeah, so this idea of automatic symptoms, the idea comes from a famous psychiatrist who is also a hypnotist called Milton Erickson. And they used a lot of Milton Erickson's ideas to de develop and found, like, the process of NLP. But what I thought interesting about what he used to think about things, because hypnotists think about what's going on in the unconscious as often automated things. And things that are automated, like when you learn to drive a car, or it's like really hard, you've got to use all your four limbs, and you've got to talk to two people, and you've got to do all this. But they eventually become automated, and you just drive down the road talking to your kids, adjusting their seatbelt, and all the automated things. Then you can do conscious things on top of the automated things.
Yes.
And so that's one part of the unconscious. So in that part of the unconscious, a lot of symptoms, which will be like things that are maladapted from our childhood, say. So we develop some, we might develop a manipulating technique, or what's a better example? So whatever symptom it is, it over time it becomes automatic, right? So it might be getting angry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might be an anger thing. It's like over time, if you're in an environment where you're put down and not nurtured and not repaired after, some sort of, it's like that'll develop a trigger in you over time. And when you become an adult, you'll have this stuff that you've pushed down, and it's like below, and then it can explode up as it can become triggered. And it's something that's automatic. And I think they describe automatic, dissociative, and involuntary. So it also means that it's involuntary, that we can't suddenly go, I'm going to stop this now. And a lot of symptoms are like that. No matter what therapy is with them, it takes time because they've become automated parts of ourselves and almost like they're like an egoic part of our personality that we can't go because when they're triggered, no one can stop them. And so, and they're not always really terrible things like that. Some of them are like they might be more passive things, like just putting up with things. You know what I mean? And it's an automatic thing. So what Milton Erickson's idea was, he had this idea of utilization, where you kind of provoke the symptoms a little bit, like in a session. So you sort of get people talking about, and then you utilize them, right? Work with them, not against them. And when you start utilizing then the person develops some self-awareness of it. Like in the session you talked about at the beginning that you're doing with me in the group, it was like a whole bunch of things became self-aware in me because of what other people were seeing, and now I can see them myself. And once they're self-aware, now they're conscious, right? Because they were in the unconscious pushing me around, you know what I mean? Making me, because they were abandonment issues, so they're like making you a little bit paranoid in your current relationship, do you know what I mean? And but they're triggered from something in the past. And then by working through them, and even just the self-awareness itself makes you go, oh, hang on a minute, I see what's going on here. And then, like, you know, if it's with your relationship with your partner, then you can talk to them about it, and they're like, oh, that's what's going on. And just that conscious self-awareness is often enough so that people can just resolve it. Because the unconscious part, so automatic, dissociative, and involuntary. Unconscious means we're not aware of them. Like often people with things from generational childhood patterns, even when you point them out, they say, no, it's not. Even though it's like obviously like silly or sometimes, you know, hurtful or yeah,
And
so and so
people want to be in denial about stuff that doesn't make them out to be, a good person, or,
yeah,
we don't want to admit that we get angry or we get spiteful or we manipulate and things like that.
and that's natural too. That's a defense mechanism. And, you know, and to self-protect, that's healthy too, until we can find a, you know, until you can find a way to manage it and get it resolved. It's like, well, we live with what we can manage.
Yeah, and the way that I sort of describe the automatic symptoms
Yes.
is about the survival patterns. So our
Right.
survival patterns live in the unconscious part of the brain, so it's below memory.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
and in psychology and
it's like
counseling.
unconsciously that brain knows that there's a tiger in the room, there's a tiger outside the room, and it knows there's a family of tigers in and around the corner out there. So in the room, our heart might be pumping, our blood pressure might be going, our extremities might be getting all the blood supply so that we can do whatever we have to do to survive. We get outside, the anxiety kicks in because where's the tiger? Oh, there he is. Okay, maybe I'll get over here and I'll survive. But that damn family of tigers that lives somewhere that we know is close by, but they keep shifting a little bit, and you've got to, keep your awareness up. Like, how many people are just in this fight flight vigilance all the time
Well, the people
without
get
any
triggered,
awareness of it,
it's like the past bubbles up into the present. It's like those parts of the memory are kind of overlapped a little bit, the past, present, and future in that brain part.
So unconscious symptoms. It's as it's taken me a few weeks for me to get there, but I think I'm starting
Right.
to see it.
Well, a lot of type of treatments, cognitive behavioral therapy, you dig in and you'll find like the, because there's a cognitive mismatch there. Because it's not helpful and it might have, then the tigers probably aren't there. Like they might have been in the past. Like,
Sometimes the tigers are imaginary.
that's right. So we're triggered in a situation maybe with a bunch of people and they're all okay.
And that's the part of counseling, isn't it? It's really looking at how we're responding to the world around us. So if you're
Yes.
responding in a space of fear or anger or anxiety, that's going to change the way people respond to us.
Right, and then so then we can look at which areas of our life it's affecting, whether it's at home or out socially, at work, spiritually, or ethically. You know, it's like a, yeah, and working out how to reintegrate and get more of a positive way of being well in the world, out in the
Yeah.
world.
Because I find that so many people, once they dig down, they don't like it if they're not people with integrity. They don't like to think about that. So if they're doing something in their life that doesn't bring them joy and fill their cup and keep them in that space where they are true to themselves, they're damaging themselves every time they're doing things.
What do you mean? What's that about?
So integrity. So when someone isn't living to their highest integrity, it's really damaging to them on a daily basis. And I regularly find that, underneath lots and lots of things there can be because they're doing things they don't want to be doing in their life. They're not living.
But people have become into that situation over time. Like gradually, little bits can push you around till you're so twisted out of shape that you need to just manually get some things back into shape.
Yeah.
Like sometimes some people just work so hard, they end up with less roles than they should have, and it's not that they're doing anything wrong. It's just that they're not having enough fulfilling things, and they need to remind themselves of the things that do bring that joy.
Totally. So the life role work that you do.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. Well, thanks for that quick little chat this morning, David. Thought I'd chew
No.
the
Hey, nice chatting, Madonna, from
fat
over this part of the world.
with you. Aha.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye,
Bye.
everyone. Thank you.